Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Happy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right, we're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in, Javane came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And, he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me on, I think it was on a Thursday, and we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to two, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy, and, you know, I take care of my people. One-on-one, I don't have much employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help, and that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh yeah. Kids are going back to school. Oh, this is Happy Hour, by the way.
Hi.
It may not be getting colder down here, but there's a certain energy that this weather is providing. Even though you're sweating your balls off in 95 degrees, you can just sense that the NFL is right around the corner. Training camps in full force. Will Scotty Miller make the Buccaneers? Or will he play for Jacksonville or whatever team picks him up from the waiver? Hey, there's a team that could use Scotty Miller. And that team is the Cleveland Browns.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Yeah. Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost three times a year. This guy has at least two DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression. We're so worse though, at least we're not Detroit. We're not Detroit.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
All right, so here's the news that is coming out of Berea, Ohio. The best part of Ohio. I mean, is there one? Cleveland Browns wide receiver and kick returner Jakeem Grant Sr. has a torn Achilles and will miss the entire 2022 season. I'm not laughing because it's like, oh, a player's got hurt. I'm glad it happened. I'm laughing because the Cleveland Browns thought it was so smart to get rid of Baker Mayfield. He had kind of a down season. He didn't have the best season, but hey, they won a few games because before he was there, they had the 0-19 record or whatever the record was, 0-16. And they get Baker Mayfield and he does well the first year. And then they go to the playoffs and they miss the playoffs. And yeah, he's a clunky quarterback. He's not perfect. He's not great. He probably didn't deserve all the commercials that all of a sudden you're not seeing anymore with him. But hey, he's a good player. They get rid of him and they go, nah, we want to go with this sketchball that has no respect for women in Deshaun Watson. That's just who we want to bring to our team. And they brought him in. The Cleveland Browns did. And they brought in Deshaun Watson. And now he's facing an indefinite year suspension. And oh man, do the walls of Berea, Ohio, at the headquarters of the Cleveland Browns. There's two things going on. They're either really arrogant and going, oh, everything will work out, or B, they're going, oh, we probably should not have got rid of Baker Mayfield, as Jakeem Grant Sr. has a torn Achilles and will be out the whole season. Then you got other players not wanting to go to Cleveland. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's crazy. And rumors that Jimmy Garoppolo might go there. Dude, that is that's not a good place to be. You know what I'm saying? It's an average city. It gets by. It's whatever. But you better believe that when Scotty Miller sees that news saying, oh, I should probably play better for the Buccaneers because I don't exactly want to land over there. I don't really want to play in Cleveland. Like, you know, seeing that a player got injured and then they're like, oh, crap, there might be a spot open and then I'll just end up going there. That probably makes somebody play better. It makes Scotty Miller go, oh, I want to play in beautiful Tampa Bay with the best of all time being Tom Brady. I don't really want to go to Cleveland. I don't really want to do this. You also know what I really don't feel like doing? Talking about Frank Gore. He's a dirtbag. And, I mean, it's kind of like he probably has a lot of brain damage from CTE because he is one of the best running backs ever, and the way he just went through the defenders, you would just see him get knocked on his head, and you're like, oh, that's going to leave a mark. Ex-NFL running back Frank Gore is charged with simple assault after dragging a naked woman, 28, across a hotel hallway in Atlantic City in July. He's been charged with simple assault, and he has moved into the sport of boxing. Oh, man. That's probably really good for his head, too. Oh, yeah, about 15 years of getting your head crushed in. It's not chill and try to get you mental health treatment or do something that's a little more relaxed. Let's go into a sport where your head's being bashed in. That sounds like a real winning recipe.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
And let me tell you, before I get into this live read, my last opinion on Frank Gore, man, if you even have the audacity to touch a woman, you are a scumbag. You can burn in hell, even though hell's not real, but you know what I'm saying. You get the sentiment. You get it. This following segment's been brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. Let me tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. For all the info, FitzAgeFitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. All right, I see this here from Pro Football Talk. Mike Tomlin says Mitchell Trubisky leads the Pittsburgh quarterback race, but Pickett and Rudolph are making it difficult. They should not. Mason Rudolph has already shown to us that he is a serviceable average quarterback at best. Pretty good, but Pickett's done whatever he can, but I don't really have any thoughts about Pickett because I've never heard of him. He doesn't really seem like somebody that is that good, because if he was that good, he would have, you know, more of a competition against Mitchell Trubisky. Here's what I'm saying. If Pickett was so good, they would be like, oh my God, forget Mason Rudolph. You've done enough. You haven't proved anything. Oh my God, forget about Mitchell Trubisky. Take it somewhere else. We need Pickett. Like, Pickett might be making it kind of difficult, but trust me, They are out of their minds if they're even thinking about picking in Rudolph. Just go with Mitchell Trubisky. There's moments that his quarterback arm when he played for the Chicago Bears and got screwed over by that piece of garbage known as Matt Nagy. There's been a lot of bad coaches of the Chicago Bears, but there will never be one as smug and as much of an a-hole as Matt Nagy. And Mitchell had to have him as a quarterback coach and as his coach. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that Pittsburgh should be excited. Pittsburgh should be really happy that they have Mitchell Trubisky and that they can just go with him and get rid of Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph are performing well enough in training camp. Do you hear that sentence, Pittsburgh? Well enough. That's not really a word that really makes you go, oh my God, I need this person. Oh yeah, they're playing well enough. They're playing okay. Well enough. Release them or have them as the backup. That's well enough. But if you have someone like Mitchell who's just looking really good, then that's the person to go with. I think they're just kind of indifferent about Mitchell Trubisky because I'm assuming he probably looks really good at training camp. Like he looks really good because he's got a good arm. And at training camp, he always looks good because there's no defenders around him. And they're going, oh my God, he's really working in this offense. He's really doing all the right things. This could be the perfect replacement for Big Ben. But then the problem is they go, oh, but could he be like the Chicago Bears where he's clunky and he throws the ball out of bounds all the time because he's afraid of getting sacked? But then they go, the Bears don't have a good line, you know? And I feel like because of some of the, I don't want to say baggage, but the weird past that was Mitchell playing for the Chicago Bears, I feel like they're a little indifferent. And if he was any other player, they would bring him along in a second. But they should go with him. I want him to just lead Pittsburgh to 9 Super Bowls in a row. Because even though I'm from Chicago, I hate the Chicago Bears so much. I hate the McCaskey family that's okay with averageness. I'm annoyed that we worship a team from 37 years ago, which is the same amount of time as 1933 to 1970. Like, it's been a while. It's not any time recent that the Bears last won a Super Bowl. And it's just pathetic, man. It's just tiring. It's just sad. But all my listeners here are all in Tampa, and that's the only thing they really care about, the life and times of the Chicago Bulls. Remember when Iggy Azalea was supposed to take over the world, and she kind of did with Fancy and Black Widow Baby? And she was good, you know? What a transition talking about Mitchell Trubisky to Iggy Azalea. But that's just what we do here on Hoppy Hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
All right. Iggy Azalea announces her comeback. The Aussie rapper reveals she's making a return to the music business after quitting last year. I'm coming back, cry about it. There's two things in this headline that already makes me laugh really hard. First, this thing, I'm making my comeback. No, you didn't like retire on top and go, oh yeah, like Rihanna kind of retired on top. Oh yeah, by creating that second business. Rick Moranis retired as an actor. You know, that's retiring on top. Even David Letterman retiring. Like, he wasn't doing bad in the ratings. He had enough viewers that people cared in 2015 when he left. But nobody last year was like, no! Iggy's retiring? No, that can't be true. There's no way that... You see what I'm saying? And then the second part of this headline that really cracks me up is cry about it. Oh yeah, trust me. We got inflation going on. We got all these problems in the world, but we cried because Iggy Azalea retired from music, even though we hadn't thought about you in about 8 years. Not trying to be rude, but no one was really crying over you. No. Come back, Iggy. We really need you. Just being real. So she's making a comeback and all is good in the world. And she says she quit music because of the because of the negative energy. And I've met Iggy Azalea before at my old job. She came by the performance theater. It's weird saying old job, but whatever. And literally, she's nice, but it's like hanging out with a Barbie doll. And I'm not trying to sound sexist or anything. It was just a doll, man. I guess that's more gender neutral, whatever she identifies as, and I don't want to get people mad. You know how it is.
Shut up!
Literally, she's just there hanging out. She's so bland, dude. Like, I might as well have brought a box of saltine crackers and been like, hey, can you sign this for me? She was that boring. She's hot. And at that time, she just broke up with Nick Young, and there's those rumors of that picture of her going down on Nick Young. Man, they should get back together. They're both pretty washed up. Nick Young played for the Los Angeles Lakers. He was a weird guy. Because, like, he is like J.R. Smith. He's from, like, the J.R. Smith of basketball, where you can be really good one night and an absolute crap the next. That would also go with Rudy Gay. Speaking of the NBA, oh, man, you know how much I love my NBA. Oh, I live for it. I don't think I would die for it because I'm afraid of death. But I live for the NBA, even though Tampa does not. The Toronto Raptors were here for a year and no one really cared. I was at the games hanging out in the DeBartolo suite. And I'm not name dropping. Hanging out in that suite because of Lisa DeBartolo and Don Miggs. I'm not name dropping. And I loved it. In my mission, Tampa Bay. Before I even play the NBA music, I'm going to tell you right now is I'm going to get you guys being Tampa Bay into the NBA. Whoever is witness, you will see my next mission is to get Tampa Bay into the NBA. Hey, that kind of rhymes. Hoppy in the Morning has a billboard. Get Tampa Bay into the NBA. And I have worse ratings than HD radio. Yeah, I don't really think talking about the NBA would really bring in ratings. Be like HD radio. But this is going to happen, Tampa. We're going to get you into the NBA. And when I say we are, I'm talking about me and my multiple personalities. 856-49 Hoppy. Oh, yeah, this music excites me. NBA on TNT. Let the beat drop. Oh, yeah. I see this here from NBC Sports. Kevin Durant reiterates trade demand. Gives Nets owner an ultimatum. Me or Nash? Oh, isn't Kevin Durant such a delightful person? Oh, I'm going to go to Brooklyn and take over. Feels like he has more tweets per minute than he has had playoff wins altogether. Isn't he the same jackass that wanted Nash as coach? Now you want them fired and you're saying it's either me or them? All of them should be kicked to the curb. This whole thing, Kevin Durant walks around. Well, I'm a champion. Technically, you are. What have you done for me since 2017? 2018, Kev? You don't see Giannis over in Milwaukee. I'm not going to even try to say that last name. You don't see him going, I'm a champion. He won once. Now, to be fair, you did see Dirk do that for Dallas. But beating the Miami Heat in the playoffs, I would live by that forever. So it's Kevin Durant or Nash. Oh, my God. Dealing with him, he probably sends the most passive-aggressive text messages ever. You're like, hey, good morning, Kevin. Can we talk soon? Maybe. I gotta check my schedule. He's kind of like an NBA version of Aaron Rodgers. Him and Kyrie Irving. And what I mean by that is they won a game, they won a few championships, and they live by that forever. Again, what can you do for me recently? You can take me to court if I was the one that shared the Kobe Bryant crash photos. It says here, Kobe Bryant crash photos lawsuit heads to trial in L.A. That's sad, man. Sad. Kobe Bryant was one of the most photogenic sport figures in L.A., and images of him seen by millions around the world, smiling in victory, grimacing in agony, keeps his memory alive. But some photos of him should never be seen, his widow says. It's weird seeing the word widow when he's talking about Kobe. Can't believe he's dead. And she's seeking unspecific millions of dollars in compensation for snapshots taken of the NBA player's corpse that were circulated after he died in a helicopter crash with his daughter and seven others in 2020. Mrs. Bryant feels ill at the thought that sheriffs, deputies, firefighters, and members of the public have gawked at images of her deceased husband and child. She lives in fear that she or her children will one day confront horrific photos of their loved ones online. Whoever released these pictures is an absolute jackass, is an absolute sociopath. There's rumors that it was the cops or whatever, probably. Oh, wow, somebody with a power trip? Thinking they're above everybody and thinking they can do whatever they want. That seems to me like the craziest idea. Somebody thinking they're above everybody because of power. To me, man, that's breaking news. Wow, what a concept. I see this here. The NFL is coming to Black Friday. Woohoo! Amazon will begin showing a game on the day after Thanksgiving, after a deal was signed worth $100 million. The NFL is reportedly adding a game on Black Friday in 2023. The tech giant already paid $1 billion for Thursday night games for 2023. That's doesn't seem like a really good deal. Maybe it was through 2028, but that's essentially like signing a 2-year lease on your apartment. You know what I mean? That through 2023, $1 billion for Thursday night games? I'm not trying to be rude here. I'm not trying to be a shock jock because any NFL player is better than me.
Shut up!
But like Thursday night, even the players don't really like Thursday night football. It's not really fun. You don't go, oh my God, we're going to get the best quarterback play and the best defense on Thursday night when everybody just played either 4 days ago or has been off a minute because of the bye. If they had a bye week and their next game's a Thursday game. Like, if you're paying $1 billion for Thursday night football, I mean, my goodness. Now, if you had a game on Sunday and you had a game against the competitors being CBS and Fox, then maybe you could tell me that was a good idea. But it was not. It's going to be successful for them. I heard they're adding Pat McAfee will be amazing. I really look up to that guy. And Al Michaels, that guy is a legend. That's not worth $1 billion. It's worth about $500 million. What do I know about money? I see this here from the Daily Mail. You're not beating anybody. You're washed. Conor McGregor is mocked on social media as the UFC player labels his next big fight in the octagon as the biggest sports comeback of all time. Yeah, and you got all these losers on Twitter. Conor McGregor, man, he's not that good. He would beat the crap out of you. Have you seen him? And I never get the people that talk up their career and then everybody gets mad at them for doing it. If a radio guy says he's got the best show of all time, let him believe that he's got the best show of all time. If an NBA player like Draymond Green says that their Warriors team that won 72-10 in 2016 but lost to the Cavaliers in a heartbreaking fashion, if he wants to believe that team could beat Michael Jordan's Bulls in the 90s, that's fine. What's Conor McGregor supposed to say? Oh, I've kind of fallen off the wagon the last few years. I've kind of not become as good as I was a few years ago. I'm not as like polished and ready to go. That's fine to have the confidence to say this is going to be the biggest sports comeback. Because here is how it's going to go. Here's what's going to happen. Either it is the biggest sports comeback of all time. and he proves us right, or he sucks like he has been recently, and you go, oh, but he just made $50 million and I just paid $70 to watch it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And finally, before we get to the next commercial read, Alex Jones will likely not have to pay anywhere near $45 million in damages to Sandy Hook parents due to Texas law that limits winnings to just $750,000. So even when you're Alex Jones, you win.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to AmirAcademy.com for all the info.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Now, Happy Hot Topic.
Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis' custody battle is far from over.
Yeah, it's not really good vibes here. Jason seems like such a douchebag. And so does Olivia Wilde. They seem like they're just equally just full of douchebaggery.
Just months after Olivia was served child custody papers filed by her ex-fiance.
That was hilarious. Oh, that was so hurtful. Men have that done to them all the time by women, and it's fine. It's empowering. You did it, girl. Just being real. But when the man does it, oh, may he burn in hell. Get the hell out of here with your double standard. I don't want it here.
The 38-year-old filed court docs of her own, revealing her reaction to receiving the paperwork while on stage at CinemaCon in Las Vegas.
It was so traumatic, even though in the long run, I have a lot of money and resources to get over things, but it was so hard.
In the new court filings, which were obtained by the Daily Mail, the Don't Worry Darling director accused the father of her two children of intentionally trying to, quote, embarrass and threaten her by publicly delivering the paperwork.
You're not needing to accuse him. That's what he did.
Quote, he could have served me discreetly, but instead he chose to serve me in the most aggressive manner possible.
Hell yeah, you're a douche. Ted Lasso wouldn't have done that. Oh, that show's so overrated.
She noted in the docs.
But they're also smart for not putting on too many seasons.
Olivia also claims in the docs that the exes agreed to send their kids, 8-year-old son Otis and 5-year-old daughter Daisy, back to school in Los Angeles for the upcoming school year.
That's the one thing, though, that's not really cool about what Jason did. It just draws attention to the kids, man.
But the Ted Lasso star allegedly decided he wanted to live in New York with the children instead.
He looks like he'd want to live in New York. Oh, I love the atmosphere.
Quote, when I did not agree, since the children have not lived in New York for several years.
Oh, wow. They should have recorded that. There's times that I have speech impediment moments and I do it again.
Quote, when I did not agree, since the children have not lived in New York for several years.
Oh, jeez.
Jason filed these papers.
Yeah.
Olivia said in the filing, according to the Daily Mail. Access Hollywood has reached out for comment.
Hi, this is Access Hollywood. Can we have the info?
Olivia was served court documents during her CinemaCon presentation for Don't Worry Darling back in April.
Just as funny as it was then. Oh, you think it's so controversial that I find it funny? Whatever.
My, oh my, Camila Cabello is packing on the PDA with her new beau.
Oh, that's probably why Shawn Mendes is having mental health issues. Nothing like when a man gets dumped by a woman and then you find out that she's dating somebody new. Oh, that crushes your confidence.
Shut up!
I'm being serious. It literally makes you go, everything that she did with me sexually, she's doing to somebody new. And she's glad it's not me.
And Camilla Smooch is sending fans into a frenzy.
Everyone needs to relax a little bit. Just saying. I gotta skip over. Oh, geez. 100 things are happening. I gotta skip over this because of copyright.
During a day date in LA, the singer looks super cozy and comfortable, rocking a blue floral summer dress and messy bun.
The guy looks like such a douchebag. It's not me projecting. I'm just being real. Let me look up this guy. Austin Kevich. That guy right there, that name, that just sounds like somebody you wouldn't want to hang out with. Oh, you know, bring Kevich over? Kevich is so cool. Let me see what he does here. If he has my approval. He is an American football defensive back for the Bucknell Bison. I don't know what the hell a Bucknell Bison is, but I want to be there. It sounds fun, dude. A Bucknell Bison? Every kid grows up, every kid wakes up and goes, oh my God, all the kids out there playing football, doing two-a-days right now. It's Division I football. Okay. Good for him. He's 31 years old, so I don't know if that just means that he's an alumni of it or something, but nothing like a guy that lives in the past about their past accomplishments. Those are the guys that are real winners.
I say it's nice to see Camilla seemingly living her best life.
Yeah.
This is my best self.
A source confirms to ET the pair is dating. They're having a great time together and really like each other.
Whoa, breaking news. When you first begin dating somebody, you really like them? That's why you're dating them.
And fans are speculating Camilla's Cinderella co-star Nicholas Galazine may have set the two up.
Oh, I thought they were going to say someone else. Like, he joins in.
Since Austin and Nicholas follow each other on Instagram.
Hell yeah, that says it all.
And we know they've hung out before.
They're wearing cowboy hats and smoking cigars. Douchebags!
So for inquiring minds who want to know who Camilla's new flame is.
He's some guy.
I've got you. 21-year-old Austin is the CEO of Locks Club, a members-only dating app. And Austin has been an athlete since high school, later attending Bucknell University in Pennsylvania.
Oh, so his bio is pretty much... That'd be like me saying, oh, in 2010, I did the morning announcements at John Hersey High School. It's like an old accomplishment. But let me look at this dating app.
31.
A private membership-based dating app for Jews with ridiculously high standards. Oh, that sounds like a good time. Not that it's because, not that I'm being passive aggressive because it's a Jewish app. It's the, we got high expectations. Oh, God. And those people, oh, I'm rich. Should I let you know in every second of my day that I'm rich? I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. Cool. You're going to die someday too. Good for you.
Harold Austin is the CEO of Locks Club, a members-only dating app.
Yeah.
And Austin has been an athlete since high school, later attending Bucknell University in Pennsylvania.
Hell yeah.
He played on the school's football team. Athlete, entrepreneur, and a guy who seems to have made quite the impression on Camilla.
Yeah, he really commands the room, you gotta say. You gotta be honest with yourself. Shawn Mendes probably didn't. He's very sensitive. He's very soft. And you got this guy, I played football. And I can have a dating app. And she's like, I like this.
I feel like really in touch with my emotions.
Oh, that's good.
This marks the singer's first romance since splitting from Shawn Mendes in November.
Everybody check on Shawn and check his internet usage. Because when you become single, I can only speak for heterosexual men that got dumped in a heterosexual relationship with women. But when you get dumped... Oh my God, you just start watching so much pornography, it's unhealthy.
You don't realize...
What?
Like, when you're, like, breaking up with someone, you're, like, think it's the right thing. It's like, you don't realize all the shit that comes after it.
Yeah, the crying, the drinking, the everything.
At the time, Sean and Camilla announced they were going their separate ways after 2 years of dating, releasing a joint statement on Instagram, quote, "We've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever."
Well, that joint announcement's dumb because he's not done with the relationship and he is not done loving you. So he can't even be a man about it. Oh, I didn't mean to take gender roles. I don't even know anymore. So many roles out there.
He's like one of my best friends. He's amazing.
Not anymore.
They added, "We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends."
Oh, that's explaining it all if I've ever heard it. Oh, now I get the problem with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Now I get it. You know, like when someone, I've never done it, I don't think my brain would survive, but someone does shrooms or has money and does ayahuasca in the Amazon and poops their brains out and vomits like Aaron Rodgers, or does shrooms or acid. And you know, when they come back and they're like, "Oh my God, my mind's been awakened." I have that moment right now, seeing that their friendship began as best friends. Oh, he was in the friend zone the whole time and just wasn't a really good lover.
She's been one of my best friends since I was like 15 years old.
Oh, that's not good. So she was there when he was 15, didn't know what deodorant was yet, and this wasn't going to end well, bud.
When you find your person, you feel and you know that you found your person.
And he's very controlling. He's not like, "And that's when I found Camila and I love her." He's like, my person, no one else can have her until in 2 weeks when she dumps me.
Happy hour.
My person.
Happy hour will be right back.
If I ever walked around and went, "Oh yeah, I live with my person," and I was referring to my girlfriend, that would happen. Immediately, I would walk in the door. "Are you referring to me as your person?" Oh yeah.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment's been brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area. Now, who is that best barber in all of the Bay Area? That would be Rich Keeley. Go to richkbarber.com for all the info.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning.
Why?
Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Hot topic. Two dark details surrounding Fred Savage's abrupt firing from ABC's reboot of The Wonder Years are surfacing.
Fred Savage, now it makes sense why his career didn't take off. I feel like everybody was like, why doesn't Fred Savage have a better career? He was good on The Wonder Years. And this is why, because he's a creep. You know, like when there's that one person that's likable, but everything they do, they kind of fail at. And they keep failing up until they hit a limit and then they quit failing and then they're actually really failing. Like they are successfully going to a new place. It's like radio people that are douchebags and you keep treating people badly, but you go to a new place and then people think this is going to be the new you and then it ends up not being the new you. And then jobs dry up and nobody wants to work with you. That's what happened to Fred Savage.
Hollywood Reporter published accounts of six female crew members on Tuesday, alleging sexual harassment by the 46-year-old actor.
He seems like he would do it. He does not give me good vibes. I've never looked at Fred Savage and been like, oh, this is a good guy.
Story detailed the series of events leading up to the woman sending a complaint to Disney.
And you know, Disney, they're so reputable.
Speaking to a human resources executive about their concerns with Savage's behavior toward women on set. The group of...
Let me tell you something. It's a lesson time with Ryan Hoppy here on Hoppy Hour. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm not saying that the HR department doesn't accomplish anything, but they're defending the company first.
Group of women are claiming they, quote, saw two very different sides of Savage, a charismatic, seemingly supportive colleague, and a far darker, angrier alter ego.
Yeah, I could see that. It's always the people that are public figures that are, oh my God, I'm so friendly. I'm always smiling. You got to watch out for. Don't you see I'm happy? I'm always happy. And they use all their happy energy in the public, and then behind the scenes they're douchebags. I'm always happy. It's like Ellen DeGeneres.
Per the report obtained by the Hollywood Reporter, they also claimed he, quote, could flip to the latter persona in an instant, and in such moments, with one saying, quote, his eyes would go dead. And another woman said he never behaved this way in front of actors or executives.
Creepy!
Who would only, quote, see his absolute perfect best face. Reps for Savage did not immediately respond to Access Hollywood's request for comment.
That's good. I don't expect him to go, yeah, I'm kind of a creep.
Is Demi Lovato dating someone new? The Cool for the Summer singer is reportedly currently seeing a fellow musician, according to People magazine.
Whoever that guy is, run!
A source close to Demi told The Outlet, it's a really happy and healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He's a super great guy. The identity of her alleged mystery man is currently under wraps. Access Hollywood has reached out to reps for Demi for comment.
She'll announce it in 3 days with a new Peacock show that we're not going to watch. Speaking of something that we actually watched.
Oh, happy hot topic.
The baller known as Serena Williams. Feels like she's been playing forever.
Game, set, retirement.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Serena Williams is ready to say goodbye to professional tennis. The 40-year-old announced her intention to walk away from the sport in Vogue's September 2022 issue, but she's going to try for her history-making 24th Grand Slam victory at the U.S. Open at the end of the month first.
You know how in the beginning of this clip I said it feels like she's been playing forever? Her first professional event was 1995. Wow. If I may quote Owen Wilson. Wow, man. Wow.
Quote, I'm here to tell you that I'm evolving away from tennis toward other things that are important to me.
Not breaking your back and probably being a parent. Alrighty, I'm moving on. Speaking of people that should really focus on themselves.
Whoa, happy hot topic.
Possible DUI and hit and run after a car crash that left her in critical condition.
Anna Hesh.
LAPD obtained a warrant on Friday to draw Hesh's blood to determine if she was under the influence when the crash.
She's like, oh, there's ways you can find out afterwards.
Occurred. The investigation is ongoing as new details from the fiery crash come to light, including an update about the actress's health following the scary incident. On Monday, Hesh's rep issued a statement to NBC News revealing that she is in a coma and in.
Yeah, it's kind of the sad part. Like, it's really annoying. Everything she did, like, really unlikable. But then you hear she's in a coma, and you're like, oh, that's not good. It is not good at all.
Remember after we, you know, you'd reached out about this absolutely insane idea. And I remembered seeing Blake and saying, you know, I have bad news. And I have really bad news.
Ryan Reynolds didn't exactly score points with Blake Lively when he splurged on a pricey new investment. The superstar admitted to Pal and Jimmy Kimmel Live guest host Rob McElhenney this week just how his A-list wife reacted to learning that he had gone halves with Rob on, yep, a Welsh soccer team.
That seems worth it, soccer. You know, no wonder she didn't want him to buy it. That's a dumb purchase. I'm sure she never makes dumb purchases, though.
Strange case. The case of a California dermatologist accused of trying to poison her husband with Drano. She's not been charged with the crime, but her husband says he caught her in the act on camera. Amy is here with the story. Good morning, Amy.
Yeah, good morning, George. California dermatologist Emily Yu was arrested by police last week. She was released on bail. She denies trying to harm her husband, but he claims a hidden camera shows her pouring that drain cleaner into his lemonade.
That sucks. What is she supposed to say? Oh, yeah, I totally hate this douche.
These surveillance images show the moments a California man says he was secretly poisoned by his wife. The image.
Sociopath!
Part of a restraining order filing by Dr. Jack Chen against his wife of 10 years, Dr. Emily Yu.
This poisoning occurred over a period of time that caused him in part to suspect his wife was poisoning him. And so,
yeah, especially when it's on video and you can see it. It's not really a suspecting. I feel like it's pretty much clear cut.
He placed surreptitious recording devices in the home.
The 45-year-old dermatologist was placed under arrest and later released on $30,000 bail. According to the court documents, Chen says he started noticing a chemical taste in my lemonade in March and April, seeing a doctor who diagnosed him with two stomach ulcers, gastritis, and esophagitis. After installing hidden cameras in the kitchen, he says, I obtained footage of Emily poisoning me on three occasions.
Seems like a great marriage.
The images allegedly show you taking a bottle of Drano, a chemical drain cleaner, out of a cabinet and pouring it into her husband's drinks on multiple occasions.
What an angel.
Chen's attorney speaking with GMA.
Yeah. This is an incredibly intimate way to commit a murder.
You don't, son? Oh, it's pretty different.
You know I love talking about my boo-boo Brad Pitt. Well,
yeah, he's everybody's boo-boo.
We just learned that he has a secret Hollywood list, and you don't want to be on it. Brad's Bullet Train co-star Aaron Taylor Johnson revealed this scoop, telling Variety, quote, Brad just wants to bring light and joy into the world and be around people who are there to have a good time. You work with many actors, and after a while, you start making notes. I'm definitely not working with this person ever again. Brad has this list, too. The good list and the ish list. Ooh, who do y'all think is on that ish list?
I don't know. And I don't really care, to be honest.
Oh, happy hot topic.
It's official. Kenan Thompson is set to host the 2022 Primetime Emmy Awards.
I don't think I've ever really laughed at anything he's done, but I just enjoy it. Like, he's not, like, hilarious, but he's funny. You know what I mean?
The actor and comedian will be center stage for the annual ceremony, broadcasting live from LA's Microsoft Theater on Monday, September 12th. The telecast will also stream live on Peacock for the first time. Kenan says, quote, being a part of this incredible evening where we honor the best of the television community is ridiculously exciting.
It is. Woo! We're so happy for you. Our lives are changed. Woo-hoo!
And to do it on NBC, my longtime network family makes it even more special.
Oh, I'm sure the ratings are going to be through the roof. If he can't make it watchable, nothing will.
Like all TV fans, I can't wait to see the stars from my favorite shows.
Oh, he's so likable.
The six-time Emmy Award nominee is best known for his work on Saturday Night Live as the longest-running cast member.
Kenan and Kel?
This season, he will enter his...
What about Kenan and Kel?
20th season on the iconic sketch comedy series.
That makes me feel old. Like, a lot of things make me feel old, but you're aware of it. Like 9/11 being 21 years ago, and kids that were born a year can now drink. Like, those things obviously make you feel old, but you know it's happening. But Kenan Thompson being on there 20 years, yikes!
As the longest-running cast member. And this season, he will enter his 20th season on the iconic sketch comedy series.
Call the funeral homes. We're getting old.
With For You pages focused on food and fitness.
Oh, sorry. I was just counting my abs.
And feeds filled with filters.
Just woke up. Sorry, I look like such a mess. Oh, gosh.
Meet the app that just wants you to be real. On the couch, three episodes of The Office deep haven't moved in hours. Be Real, the so-called anti-Instagram social media platform.
But you're on a platform. So it's just, oh, wow, I'm such a slob, you know? Dumb.
Which sends users one simple notification per day. Time to be real. You have 2 minutes to capture a Be Real and see what your friends are up to.
Oh, I'm sure everyone's going to be using it. This is the next Google Plus. Man, Google Plus was really awful. For the kids that are younger, just look up YouTube videos about Google Plus. Everyone like made an account in like the fall of 2011. I was a senior in high school. And the weirdest part was I had like a Google phone. It was like my first smartphone. And it like uploaded like pictures. It like uploaded everything that was in my album on my cell phone. And I was like, oh, this app's not going to go forever.
Like, quick photo from...
Shut up, enough of this. I didn't even really want everything to be uploaded, so it was just automatically uploading it, and I'm sure that probably didn't help. There's probably women ahead nudes that got released.
Mm-hmm.
In today's Tech Bytes, iPhone users get their battery percentage indicator back.
Oh, thank God. But you have to get the update first? The same updates that ruin your phone, and you wonder why every 2 years your phone begins to act up, and then you have to get a new phone? Oh, wow. Don't update your phone.
In today's Tech Bytes, iPhone users get their battery percentage indicator back. Apple removed the icon with the iPhone X because its location made it hard to read. But now it's back in iOS 16 Beta 5. Critics say it's still hard to read.
Well, those critics are boomers. They can't see.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Yeah. This following segment, I don't know. Who could it be brought to you by? Oh, yeah, WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. It's so good. It's so great. It's wonderful. For all the info, WestchasePrinting.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whoa, a real live robot. Or is that some kind of cheesy New Year's costume?
Bite my shiny metal ass.
It doesn't look so shiny to me.
Shinier than yours, meatbag.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Please.
Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Millie Bobby Brown is getting candid about the downsides of growing up as a child actor.
Let's find out right now.
The 18-year-old Stranger Things star opened up to Allure magazine about why she wanted to be an actress and what it was like auditioning in Hollywood at only 8 years old after moving to Los Angeles with her family. I enjoyed being different people because I always struggled with self-identity and knowing who I was. Even as a young person, I always felt like I didn't quite belong in every room I was in.
I feel like she also needs to be protected at all costs. And I just feel like, not that she's an attractor for creeps and that's her problem, but I mean, you did have Drake lurking. Like, I feel like there's a lot of pressure of who to trust.
I also struggle with loneliness a bit. I always felt quite alone in a crowded room, like I was just one of a kind.
Me too.
Like nobody ever really understood me.
Me too.
So I liked playing characters that people understood and people could relate to because I felt like no one could relate to Millie.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Millie had many great parts in well-known TV series.
Oh, really?
Including NCIS, Modern Family, Grey's Anatomy, and many others. But she did tell a story of one scarring experience at an audition. At 10 years old, a casting director told her that she wouldn't make it in the industry.
When somebody, and I have had to deal with this many times in radio, when they tell you you're never going to make it, hey, buddy, you're just motivating me.
Because she was, quote, too mature, which Millie said, quote, left me in tears. I always knew that I was mature, and I couldn't really help that. Going back to what I said earlier about being kind of very lonely and who I was and feeling like no one was quite like me in school and no one was as mature as I was, hearing that was really hard because I thought maturity was a good thing. And then being told that it wasn't, that I wouldn't make it in this industry, it was so hurtful. I got really down about that.
And then you know the douchebags that denied her probably told people, oh, it didn't work out in the end, but we tried to mentor her, like trying to take credit. Because they're sociopaths.
It's a busy Wednesday morning, too, folks. And we're going to start with some brand new information just out in the last 30 minutes or so about the state of our economy and how much more that we are paying for just about everything. There are the numbers on your screen. That's the
July 8.5%, June 9.1%.
Consumer price index.
Oh, wow. It went down 0.6. So impressive. Well, if you're a millionaire reporter on the Today Show, you don't really notice. But your viewers, we feel it. Just saying. Oh, it went down 0.5%. Wow. Go down 5%. Call me.
For millions of teens, Snapchat is the way they communicate with a group of friends.
Yeah, I don't think boomers and Gen Xers really realize that a lot of people use Snapchat. They're like, because we don't use it anymore, that represents everybody's opinion.
This morning, the company's giving parents a window into that world.
Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility to make sure teens are safe and healthy on Snapchat.
Nona Farina.
There's nothing that's ever been called being healthy on your cell phone. Being safe, maybe, but no one's like, oh, being on my cell phone, this is so healthy.
Nick Yadigar is the director of platform policy and social impact at Snapchat. Starting today, parents and teens between 13 and 18 can opt in to what they call the family center.
Both the parent and the teen have to opt into this, right?
Yeah, the parent immediately gets access to the teen's friends list, the people the teen has communicated with over the last 7 days, and new friends that the teen has made as well.
That's good. Sorry, I didn't mean to have the two clips playing over each other, but I got bored anyway. It probably made that clip exciting. Sorry.
Whoa, happy Hot Topic.
Would you try ketchup or mayonnaise ice cream? You'd have to be a contrarian. I like this a little bit as you're gagging. Yeah, but that's like going to like a one of those like breweries with like somebody that is like, I love craft beer. And they're like, here, try this beer. And it tastes awful. And they're like, you don't like it? It has the hops, bro. Those places would be the same ones that have HOPPY hour, Hoppy hour. And everyone's like, hey, Hoppy, have you seen this? I'm like, yes, I need to trademark it.
Hot days call for ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it was ketchup flavored? The Ice Cream Project in London takes the food and condiments we would usually see in our pantries and turns them into cold, sweet treats.
Oh, that's cool. I think they should be more worried about creating more dentist office over there than having ketchup-flavored ice cream. Just being honest.
That's former President Trump today here in New York on his way to be questioned about his family's business dealings.
His swagger and demeanor, and I'm not here to trash Trump because I think Joe Biden is an absolute scumbag leech. I'm not a fan. I hate all politicians. But let me tell you, man, Trump has lost all of his swagger.
Deposition comes a day after that bombshell raid on Mar-a-Lago. Now comes a report claiming FBI agents also searched Melania Trump's closet. Les Trent has the very latest.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump?
Amazing, sir.
Donald Trump took the fifth today.
Yeah, he took the fifth, and he's also he's also not talking to anybody, which is not a good sign. You've never seen him be quiet. When you see Donald Trump not talking at all, something's up, man.
Strand has the very latest.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump?
Donald Trump took the fifth today, refusing to answer questions under oath about his business practices.
Former President Trump was driven in a motorcade through rush hour traffic to the office of New York's Attorney General about 7 miles away. An hour later, he announced that he had given the same answer to every question.
Oh, that's true. Here's five times he has bashed pleading the fifth.
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the fifth so they're not prosecuted. When you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the fifth, I think it's disgraceful.
Fifth Amendment, Bob. The mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment, horrible.
Horrible.
He pleaded the fifth and that was the end. We never heard about him again. This is like Watergate, only it's worse. Because here, our foreign enemies were in a position to hack our most sensitive national security secrets.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Thanks for watching MSNBC on YouTube.
Oh, wow, he sounds like such a douchebag.
You can click subscribe just below me.
All right. The way he said below me, I thought he was going to say below me. And I was like, no, thank you. I don't even want to watch your channel.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. This last segment we're about to do, and this last segment we just did, was brought to you by DBAinfusions.com. You want the best CBD and Delta 8? Go there. Also being brought to you by BZBusiness.com. BZBEEZNESS.com. And that's about it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
$9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Kanye West is never shy about his feelings, especially when it comes to his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian's former beau, Pete Davidson.
He is shy about his own feelings and being a genuine person. Talking crap about everybody else, he's good for that.
And in the wake of Keith's split, a source tells ET Pete's been in therapy for years, but now he's taking it a step further. Pete is seeking, quote, trauma therapy help in large part due to Kanye's constant threats and public attacks.
Yeah, that's gotta be annoying, man. Like, you don't know if he's gonna really do something, and you just lost Kim Kardashian. I can't play that because of copyright. Copyright laws, I get it, but it makes doing podcasts kind of annoying.
That violent music video, it's Kanye's track with the game called Easy. And when it first dropped in March, Pete reportedly reached out to Ye to settle the beef. Since deleted screenshots of the alleged convo between the two circulated online, Pete asking Kanye to calm down while praising Kim for being a great mother.
Yo, it's Ski. Can you please take a second and calm down? It's 8 a.m. and it don't gotta be like this. Kim is literally the best mother I've ever met. About her, about his mom. Really love that. What she does for those kids is amazing, and you are so effing lucky that she's your kid's mom. I've decided I'm not going to let you treat us this way anymore, and I'm done being quiet. Grow the F up. And he said, oh, you're using profanity? This is what Wes said. Where are you right now? And then Pete Davidson took that selfie of him in bed with Kim, and she's not in there, but he said, in bed with your wife. So, like, as much of a douchebag as Kanye West is, it's not like Pete Davidson was like helping the cause, you know what I mean? I wonder if this will humble him, losing Kim Kardashian. He'll probably find a new girlfriend next week.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Stuff they're never going to hit in this Pac-Man. Before we dive into this one, take a look back at this 80s highlight.
To describe the video, it's the Today Show talking about the fact that they're making a new Pac-Man movie.
Okay, I need help. My husband won't come home.
Pac-Man, I can help.
Get him, Pac-Man!
Stand back. This is the official tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man.
So why are we showing you an old commercial for the arcade classic? Well, the little yellow guy is headed to the big screen. What? The Hollywood Reporter revealed that video game publisher, I think it's Bandai Namco Entertainment,
My mic was off. I love when the reporters find out something and they do that dramatic TV. What?
To the big screen.
What?
The Hollywood
what?
Reporter revealed that video game publisher, I think it's Bandai Namco Entertainment, is teaming up with Wayfarer Studios for the project. It will be based on an original story by Chuck Williams, one of the creative minds behind the 2020 Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, then it might be okay. The problem is, the problem with the Sonic the Hedgehog movie is Jim Carrey's really good and everybody else is not as good, so it's hard to get into it. But it's a Sonic the Hedgehog movie. You don't really need to take it that seriously. Alrighty. Finally, we're going to talk about the side chick known as Olivia Munn. Oh, John Mulaney waited until he was completely gone from his first wife to knock up Olivia Munn. I don't get John Mulaney. He's like one of those comedians that always has to talk like a comedian. And then he was really funny when he was on cocaine and he got sober and he wasn't as funny. And me and my girlfriend before this, because I was trying to get a feeling for what John Mulaney's like sober, he's really boring now. Like, if he was becoming a comedian and he was sober, he would never have made it, unfortunately.
Except Olivia Munn, the new mom, recently posted a few cute snaps with her and John Mulaney's 8-month-old son, Malcolm. But the actress, known for always keeping it real, also shared the struggle behind those...
Oh, if you've always kept it real, then admit you were the side chick. Until then, you've never kept it real a day in your life, you sham of a relationship.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.